Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. This verse tells us that God is loyal and will stick by us through the hard times in our lives. We all need someone to support us and help guide us through any hardships we have. This verse is important to me because my friend always reminds me of it and reminds me that I'm strong and I can get through anything that life throws at me.
John 8, verses 3 through 8. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his fingers. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." This shows us that God is the only one that can judge us. People aren't perfect and have never been perfect. God doesn't expect people to be perfect all of the time. He understands that everyone makes mistakes and accepts us for who we are. Religion is accepting of all people, no matter of their background or past decisions. He is forgiving and understands that we are doing the best that we can do. What this tells us about us, like I said, no one is perfect. It's like a second nature for people to judge others. It really isn't our place to judge other people when we mess up all the time. Jesus tells us that we need to look at ourselves before we attack other people. We aren't God, and we don't have the power to make judgments. This is important to me because throughout high school, I've seen a lot of people judge others. Many people think that they are better than everyone else because, and that gives them the right to be critical of other people. Even in a Catholic school where this verse is said, in every religion class, everyone is still really judgmental and gossips. We need to understand that we aren't better than anyone else, and we all make mistakes. People can be really cruel sometimes, and I think that this verse is important to teach more thoroughly because only God can judge us. He accepts us for who we are and knows that we make mistakes.
Every Sunday evening from 5:30 to 7, the senior high youth group gets together for food, fellowship, and a Bible study. Recently, we finished reading the book of James, which is considered the wisdom book of the Bible. For all of us young adults, the book of James provides guidance and advice that we can apply to our everyday lives. As we travel through life, at any age really, it's normal to question or be uncertain about our faith. But no one ever considers doubt to be a good thing. After all, it's only human nature to want security and an absolute answer to the unknown and abstract. But James offers a different approach to doubt, as shown in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 5. He says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you encounter trials of many kinds, because you know that testing your faith develops perseverance. Allow perseverance to finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him." In short, I believe James is saying to go ahead and test your faith, because when you know what you're sure of, whether that's from church doctrine, revelation from God, or personal experience, what you're sure of will ground your faith even more and give you a basis for your faith to grow. When you feel lost or swept up in confusion and suspicion, turn to God because he has perfect answers to your doubts, which he will give to you. All you have to do is ask God for the answer. As my senior friends and I head off into the next chapters of our lives, we have doubts about our futures too, not just our faith. As my mom has always told me, when you're about between the ages of 16 and 25, you will experience the highest of highs and the lowest of lows in life. It's a time with inconsistency, instability, and doubt. But through Senior High Youth Group, with the help of the book of James, we know we can turn to God for not only our doubts with our faith, but our doubts with our futures as well, such as what our major should be, where we should go to college, if college is the right choice for us, and what our calling or vocation is in life. When the class of 2018 leaves FFC, I want us to know that it's okay not to know what we want to do for the rest of our lives. And it's okay to have doubts about our religion too, because God will always be there for us with our answer. Through doubt, we can find the answers to our questions through faith, and the questions to our answers about life. All we have to do is ask God for the answer.